for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and it's nice to see Gordon Bennett back in the saddle again, doing what he loves to do. This afternoon we have some music from Miles Davis, Chet Baker, some music from Argentina, Duke Ellington, vocalist Carol Sloan, and a whole lot more. We're going to start off with vocalist Laird Jackson from her new album, Touched, and this is Towards the Sun.
The
Claire Jackson from her brand new album Touched, and we heard Towards the Sun. In the 1970s, there was a rather famous jazz label known as Xanadu, and a rather famous guitarist by the name of Tal Farlow. And there was a man by the name of Mr. First, who used to hang around Mr. Farlow's living room. And fortunately for Mr. First, he recorded a concert in Mr. Farlow's living room, and it was released on the Xanadu label as First Set. Well, we're going to listen to Tal Farlow, one of the great guitarists in jazz, play for us a great composition a standard in jazz, Opus de Funk. And then after that, I'm going to come back and play for you something very, very special. Here's Tal Farlow from a Xanadu release. You're going to have to bear with me on this one because, to my knowledge, the Xanadu label was never released on CD. And what I'm going to play for you is a vinyl copy of this recording of Opus de Funk.
Thank you.
That was the great Tal Farlow on guitar, and we just heard Opus Defunct from a live recording recorded in his living room and released on an album on the Xanadu label entitled First Set, and that's spelled F-E-U-R-S-T, First Set, F-U-E-R-S-T rather, First Set, named after a fellow by the name of Mr. First who recorded that session. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Well, now I'm going to play for you something very special. One of the great compositions from the pen of Richard Rodgers, My Funny Valentine. But we're going to hear three very different versions by three very formidable trumpet players. The first version we're going to hear is from Art Farmer. And the second version we're going to hear is from Chet Baker from an Enja release entitled My Favorite Songs. And this album is highly, highly recommended. It's a wonderful album. It was released, I believe, in 1988. And the last version that we're going to hear is from 1956, from none other than Miles Davis. The first version from Art Farmer is from an album entitled On the Road. And the last version from Miles Davis is from a period from 1956 when he was recording for the Prestige label. So let's get started with Art Farmer and his version of My Funny Valentine.
When you open it,
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. from 1956, Miles Davis with the classic version of My Funny Valentine. And before that, from 1988, that was Chet Baker with his customary vocal rendition of My Funny Valentine. And we started off with Art Farmer's version from his album On the Road. I'm going to play for you now an Argentinian band known as El Echo. And this band has been receiving rave reviews from around the world, including one from a very famous Cuban musician by the name of Paquito de Rivera. And this is what Paquito has to say about Guillermo Nochekovitz's band. Guillermo's tunes are fabulous, and I love the performances on this disc. El Echo's CD is simply fantastic. Well, let's give a listen to Guillermo Nochekovitz's band, El Echo. And Guillermo is the percussionist and drummer on this recording. We also have featured guests. One of my favorite trumpet players, Claudio Roditi, is featured, and as well as Romero Lumbambo on guitar. And featured also is percussionist Cafe, a beautiful album. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Buenos Aires. Joe Pass with Grooveyard, and that was from his album Appassionata. And before that, we heard some music from El Eco with Buenos Aires. Yesterday, I came across an interesting news item. Bassist Henry Grimes passed away a few years ago, but it was reported by the BBC that he might still be alive. So if I find any more information on that, I'll keep you posted. Henry Grimes used to play with Benny Goodman and later on with Albert Ayler. But there are reports floating around that the man is still alive. Where? I don't know. And as I said before, if I do find out any more information, I will definitely let you know. Well, here's something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time. I've always wanted to play different versions of All Blues, the classic composition from Miles Davis, from his album Kind of Blue. But I've always wanted to play live versions, and specifically by Chet Baker and Miles Davis. Well, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to play a 1965 live version from Miles Davis from his Live at the Plugnickel recordings. And then I'm going to I'm actually going to start off with Chet Baker. We're going to go back to his My Favorite Songs album released on Enja and listen to a live version of All Blues. So let's start off with Chet Baker with All Blues. Thank you. for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams, Ron Carter, and Miles Davis formed that group and performed in 1965 at the Plug Nickel in Chicago. And we just heard All Blues. And before that, a different version from Chet Baker of the same track, and that was from My Favorite Songs. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We're going to listen to some music from Oliver Nelson, and I'll tell you right off the bat, no, it's not Stolen Moments. It seems as though every time you play something from Oliver Nelson, it's always Stolen Moments or something from Blues and the Abstract Truth. I'm not going to play you anything from from that recording. I'm going to play you something from an album that he released called Nocturne, and it's a beautiful piece entitled Acerté. And then I'm going to follow that up with the beautiful piano work from Gene Harris from his album Down Home Blues, and we're going to listen to a little Cayenne Blues. That was music from Gene Harris from his album Down Home Blues, and we heard Cayenne Blues. And before that, from Oliver Nelson, Azerte. I have a brand new album from Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez that I'm going to be playing. It's entitled Fantasia Cubana, and it's variations on classical themes. Now that's coming up in a little while. But to get us there, we have some music from Carol Sloan from her album Love You Madly, and this is For All We Know.
Sweetheart, the night is growing old. Sweetheart, my love is still untold. A kiss that is never this may only be a dream. We come and we go like the ripples on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow
From his album Duke Ellington, Berlin 65 to Paris 67, that was a song entitled Drag. And before that, Carol Sloan from her album Love You Madly, and we heard For All We Know. Well, this next set of music goes out to my mother, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, and it's a little bit different. It's not really jazz, but it's from a jazz musician, Chucho Valdez, from his new album entitled Variations on Classical Themes. And it's very interesting hearing a jazz musician playing classical music. This time around, we're going to hear two variations, starting off with Chopin's Prelude in E minor, and then we're going to follow that up with Chopin's Waltz in A minor. This is Chucho Valdez from his brand new album, Fantasia Cubana.
Thank you.
We're going to conclude this afternoon with more music from Lair Jackson from her latest CD. This is You Are Near.
a little bit crazy, a little bit loud, and the echoes in my brain. Too much noise, too much noise. Even now you appear. You are near. And you are like the wind. Think I feel your heartbeat. You are near. Don't you
We just heard some music from Laird Jackson from her new album, a song entitled You Are Near, and I'm going to be leaving now until next week. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back with some more jazz next Sunday. Until then, I hope you all have a great week. Hope you enjoyed the show. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great one. Bye for now.